In this bulletin, counting underway in the US presidential election, New South Wales to open its border to Victoria later this month, and in sport, former Australian swimming coach Don Talbot dies aged 87. With the latest from the SBS newsroom, good afternoon, I'm Peggy Giacomelos. Counting is continuing in the US presidential election, with results in key swing states still too close to call. The Associated Press is calling New York, Colorado, the District of Columbia, New Mexico, Delaware, Rhode Island, New Jersey, Massachusetts, Maryland, Illinois, Virginia and Connecticut for Joe Biden. Meanwhile, it's projecting wins for Donald Trump in North Dakota, South Dakota, Wyoming, Louisiana, Nebraska, West Virginia, Kentucky, South Carolina, Oklahoma, Tennessee, Mississippi, Arkansas and Alabama. Mr. Trump holds a marginal lead over Mr. Biden in the battleground state of Florida, while the outcome in other swing states such as Georgia and North Carolina, which will help decide the election, remain uncertain. And in Australian news, New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian says the border between her state and Victoria will reopen on the 23rd of November. The border between the two states has been closed since early July when a person with COVID-19 travelled to Sydney's southwest. Ms. Berejiklian has described the reopening as a calculated risk. She says the changes should give people confidence to make holiday plans over the festive period.
Come a minute past midnight on Monday, the 23rd of November, there'll be free movement between Victorian and New South Wales residents. In fact, from the 23rd of November, very proudly, New South Wales will be the only jurisdiction in Australia that will be welcoming residents of all states, of all jurisdictions. So New South Wales will be the place where every Australian citizen is welcome, including New Zealand citizens.
Meanwhile, the ACT won't reopen its border to Victorians until at least the 22nd of November at the earliest. New South Wales has recorded three new locally acquired cases of COVID-19 infections. Six new cases are also being reported in overseas travellers in hotel quarantine. All of the new local infections are close contacts of previous cases and linked to the Hoxton Park cluster in southwest Sydney. Chief Health Officer Dr. Kerry Chant says more than 17,000 people were tested during the reporting period, and it's vital that the high rate is maintained.
Over recent weeks to months, we have continually seen occasional cases pop up of locally acquired cases where we are unable to identify a source. And that indicates that there are unrecognised chains of transmission occurring in southwestern Sydney.
Meanwhile, Victorian Premier Daniel Andrews is warning the state's positive COVID-19 progress won't last if people fail to follow public health advice. It comes after thousands flocked to beaches in St Kilda, Brighton and Williamstown on the Melbourne Cup public holiday, with many flouting orders to wear face masks unless in the water. Victoria has recorded its fifth consecutive day without any new coronavirus cases or deaths, and just 30 active infections remain in the state. But Mr. Andrews says that could all change if Victorians continue to ignore the directions of public health officials.
We've all built this together. We've made great sacrifices. It's fragile. It's precious. And if we don't all value it and play our part, wearing a mask, keeping our distance as much as we possibly can, following the rules as they relate to you, then this won't last.
Queensland won't make any decisions on opening its border to Greater Sydney or Victoria before the end of the month. Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk says the New South Wales government's decision to reopen its border to Victoria later this month won't bring forward Queensland's decision. She says the health advice will be reviewed at the end of the month before a call is made on Queensland's border before Christmas. A National Science Institute report is demanding Australia takes immediate action to deal with the future threat of zoonotic diseases like COVID-19. The CSIRO says Australia's current approach to biosecurity risks is reactionary, and unless the system is changed, billion-dollar industries are in danger. Director of Health and Biosecurity Dr. Rob Grenfell says the rising risk of disease outbreaks highlights how closely human health is linked to animals.
The COVID-19 pandemic has increased community awareness of the importance of biosecurity. We need to take this unique opportunity to transform Australia's biosecurity system so it can cope with the growing volume and complexity of threats. And many of these transformational shifts will take 10 years to plan.
Former Australian swimming coach and inaugural Institute of Sport director Don Talbot has died aged 87. The International Swimming Hall of Fame member first took charge of Australia's swim team in the 1960s and held official titles at 7 Olympic Games. He enjoyed stints with both Canada and the US and was named the inaugural director of the Australian Sports Institute in 1980 before returning as the national swimming team's head coach in 1989. Talbot's appointment oversaw a resurgence in Australian swimming that culminated in the national team winning 18 medals at Sydney's 2000 Olympics. Finally, let's look at Thursday's weather. Sunny 29 degrees for Perth. In Adelaide, partly cloudy and 18. A morning shower or two for Melbourne, 15. Partly cloudy in Hobart, 16. A couple of showers in Canberra, 17. Showers and a windy 18 degrees for Wollongong. Showers also for Sydney and 20. In Newcastle, showers, 22. A possible storm in Brisbane, 33. Sunny in Cairns, also 33. And a possible shower or storm, 35 degrees for Darwin. Peggy Giacobellos with the latest from the SBS newsroom. And don't forget, for more detailed news, check out our podcast, SBS News In Depth.